Dear students, we continue lecture number two. Now the portion of the lecture dedicated to the criteria, goals, and basic principles of capacity regulation according to the Bermuda One Agreement method. Also here, we have a few criteria, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and each criteria has some related goals and basic principles. Now, criterion A, the need for close and flexible matching of capacity with demand. Related objectives. Prevention of extensive air transport capacity with subsequent wastage of human and material resources, including fuel, prevention of dumping in quotation marks, of the capacity. So this is the related objectives. Now, the section of basic principles, and there will be one, two, three, four items here. Number one, the capacity is set by the airlines, which are obliged to adhere to the principles of capacity regulation agreed between the two governments. Number two, demand, need for transportation, is usually established by airlines empirically using statistical data on performed transportation and based upon reasonable estimates of future transportation needs, taking into account the economic situation, including tariffs and other relevant factors. Number three, close matching of capacity with demand requires provision of capacity at a level that allows achieving an acceptable load factor. It is a load factor that will ensure A and B. A, an acceptable possibility for passengers to obtain a seat without prior reservation, and B, receiving an acceptable economic return by airlines. Number four, flexibility in the provision of capacity can be achieved by airlines through such measures as A, B, C. So A, constant control of load factors in order to determine changes in demand. B, prompt change of schedules, including types of aircraft and patterns of movements on agreed routes, in accordance with the agreed principles of capacity regulation, and C, point C here, provision of additional flights or additional sections of routes, depending on what may be required in accordance with the agreed principles of capacity regulation. Now, criterion B. The need to provide capacity should be primarily determined by the demand for transportation between the territories of the two parties. Related goals, ensuring fair and equal opportunities for competition, protecting the interests of national carriers. Basic principles, one, two, three items here, three points here. Point number one, in the initial capacity provision of the Bermuda One Agreement, it is assumed that the main purpose of the service offered by each airline is the provision capacity sufficient to meet the needs of transportation between the country of which each airline is the national carrier and the country of final destination transportation, which includes, but is not limited to, transportation needs between the territories, of both contracting parties. Point number two, this difference loses its particular significance in conditions when air routes do not affect, I emphasize this word, do not affect third countries. In other countries, if it is desired to fully reflect criterion B, preference may be given to formulas developed in agreements of the type of the Bermuda One agreement concluded by several countries in the period after 1946, according to which the words between the territories of the contracting parties replaced with the original text Bermuda One agreement. Number three, according to the capacity provisions of the Bermuda One agreement, the boarding and disembarking of passengers of a third country at the point or points specified in the route agreements are additional and are determined by the general principles of the orderly development of international air transport. And the general principle regarding that the capacity must be related to A, B, and C here. Transportation needs between the country of origin of transportation and the countries of the final destination of transportation. B, the needs of through-line transportation of airlines. C, transportation needs in the area through which the airline flies, taking into account local and regional transportation. Now, criterion C, the need to effectively ensure equality and mutual benefit to carriers of both interested countries. Related goals, ensuring fair and equal opportunities for competition, protection of the interests of the national carrier, even distribution of carried out transportation. Basic principles, one, two, just 2 points here. Number one, articles regulating the capacity of the Bermuda One type agreement provide that the designated airline or airlines of each contracting party have a fair and equal opportunity to operate flights on any agreed route between the territories of both contracting parties, and each contracting party taking into account the interests of the airlines of the other contracting party in order not to unduly influence their ability to offer services covered by this agreement. Number two, equality and mutual benefit are usually associated with the overall balance of a bilateral agreement, and their effective achievements depends in particular on, there'll be A, B, C, and D sections here. A, types of aircraft, frequency of flights, routes and sales of transportation determined by the airlines themselves. B, characteristics of the routes agreed by the governments. C, relative competitiveness of airlines. D, those affecting the competition of factors such as the rules and practices of both contracting parties on such matters as access to airports, air navigation facilities and services, fuel, national rules governing the commercial activities of airlines, the transfer of funds, and in general, practice, private competition and exploitation. Criterion D, the need to encourage the development and expansion of air transport on a sound, cost-effective, now effective basis, and in the general interest. Now related goals. Provisions of quality service at affordable prices for customers, the possibility of providing carriers with an acceptable economic return, and protection of the interests of the national carrier. Right, I think it's in progress. So basic principles in criterion D. There'll be one, two, three of them. All right, now basic principles of the criterion D. There'll be three of them. This number one, this criterion, which is of a general and fundamental nature, is usually reflected in the preamble of the agreement and not in its individual articles. Number two, public interests, in quotation marks, public interests are divided into three main categories. Interests of airline. All right. Number two, public interests are divided into three main categories. Interests of airlines, interests of air transport customers, and other national interests. Number three, capacity should be offered at the level that A, B, C, D. A, point A, provides an acceptable opportunity for the passenger to obtain a seat without prior reservation. This lecture is very difficult, hard to record. We'll see the progress. All right. Point number three, capacity should be offered at the level that A provides an acceptable opportunity for the passenger to obtain a seat. All right, now recording in progress, and we'll see. Where have I stopped? Did I stop here? All right, point number three, capacity should be offered at a level that A provides an acceptable opportunity for the passenger to obtain a seat without prior reservation. B provides carriers with an acceptable economic return. C, helps to avoid dumping of the capacity, or dumping in quotation marks. D, is planned in such a way as to provide customers with the maximum possible convenience. Now, criteria E, F, and G, all three of them together. The need to coordinate transportation with the capacity of airports and air routes, ensuring efficient use of human and material resources, especially fuel, and environmental protection from air pollution and noise exposure. Related goals, preventing excessive capacity of air transport with subsequent wastage of human and material resources, especially fuel, environmental protection. Basic principles. These criteria are of great and growing importance, and can best be reflected in the preamble of the agreement. To this end, it may be necessary to use capacity in such a way as to achieve efficient use of airports and air route equipment, to economize the use of resources by choosing optimal load factors, and to minimize the negative impact on the environment. Sometimes it may be necessary to reconcile these requirements with the requirements related to the above mentioned criterion A. Now the last criterion for today's section, criterion H, the need to coordinate the provision of capacity for non-regular and regular transportation in relation to general demand. Related goals, a grid regulation of regular and non-regular transportation in one market. Basic principles, just two principles here. Number one, during the conclusion of the first agreements of the type of the Bermuda One Agreement, there was no need to agree on capacity for regular and non-regular transportation. However, such an agreement can be tried to be achieved either unilaterally by taking measures in accordance with Article 5 of the Chicago Convention, or if the contracting parties so wish, in accordance with agreements of the type of Agreement Bermuda One, by extending the provisions on containers for non-regular transportation, or by adding separate provisions on containers for non-regular transportation and exchanging relevant information, including data on containers and transportation for these two categories of service. Principle number two, if the contracting parties decide to clarify certain transportations, in particular the so-called chartered transportations performed according to the plan or scheduled, to the category of regular transportations, then it may or may not be necessary to make changes to the agreements, in particular to the article on capacities, in order to achieve agreement in the interpretation of the capacity offered by each category of transportation. Now, this is the finish of this section on Bermuda One Agreement method. Next one will be dedicated to the free determination, and it will be in the following record. Now, goodbye. See you then.